Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
This is home. Now I'm finally where I belong.
Owning a home is probably one of the most difficult goals to reach, but this dream will soon become a reality for 400 sugarcane workers. Stay tuned to find out more, and we'll also have our proverb of the day at the end of the program. I'm Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency, office, or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
The first batch of housing units for sugar workers is set for completion by the end of this year. Construction started last year in Westmorland, Trelawney, St. Thomas and Clarendon. Minister of Agriculture Roger Clark says he's pleased with the progress report he has received from the construction company responsible for the completion of the units. He says sugar workers have worked hard to build the industry, and the completion and handing over of these units will be a dream come true for them. Meanwhile, 1,800 youths are being trained over a 3-year period for prospective employment in the industry. The Agriculture Minister says the persons are being trained in areas such as tractor driving, road construction, and cane planting. The housing and training projects form a major part of the ongoing development of and investment in the sugar industry.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
And our proverb for today is, the man that have on boot must go before mashmaka. Translation, the man who is wearing boots must lead the way and trample the thorns. This means those with resources must create opportunities for those without. And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. To listen to this and other JIS-produced programs, visit our website at jis.gov.jm. On behalf of studio engineer Ruth Ankar and producer Evadne Brown, I'm Prince Moore, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.